a top five 3A showdown tonight on Kick 106.7. Welcome to Huxley for our CB Sports Network coverage of Carroll Tiger basketball this evening. The number five Carroll Tigers battle the number two Ballard Bombers in a Raccoon River Conference showdown. Ballard knocked off Carroll last month, but a win tonight by Carroll would set up a three-way tie scenario, perhaps, for the conference lead between the Tigers, the Bombers, and the ADM Tigers, all top five teams in Class 3A. There's a lot on the line for Carroll High tonight, and you'll hear it all from my vantage point courtside at the scorer's table in the Gatorade broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Carroll comes in winners of nine in a row. They are 14-3, 11-2 in the conference. Ballard is 15-1, 12-1 in the conference. Carroll is hoping to set up a scenario where Carroll, Ballard, and ADM all have two losses in conference play after tonight, setting up essentially a three-way tie, everybody splitting with everybody throughout the season. Now, if Ballard wins, they'll be in the driver's seat for the conference crown. I'm Nick Brinks, and this one should be fun. Carroll topped Bondurant for our 69-57 on Tuesday. It was kind of a tale of two games, though. They got off to such a hot start. I think they led, it was about 29-8 or something at the first quarter break. They were up 54-24 midway through the third quarter, and then Bondurant Farrar started to get things going, and Carroll scored only 13 points, or 15 points the rest of the way, I guess, and Bondurant Farrar scored 33. So they made that one look a lot closer than it was at one point. Carroll led by 30 before winning by 12. Jared Moore, it was a double-double night for him. 18 points and 10 rebounds, 4 assists. He hit 3 of his 7 three-pointers. Matt Collison, Trey Tassel, and Luol Thargiath all in the 13-16 point range. Thargiath, as usual, had some athletic dunks. Tassel hit a couple threes. And we'll see if those guys can step up tonight. All but Matt Collison can step up tonight because Mac is out this evening, so they will have to start Talon Crandall in his place. More on that when we get to our starting lineups in just a little bit. Meanwhile, for Ballard, they topped Gilbert on Tuesday, and it wasn't even close. It was 82-46. Evan Abbott led the way for the Bombers, 25 points and three threes. Jude Gibson, 15 points. Mojo Nibong, 10 points for Ballard. We go back to that game on the 6th of January when Ballard won 57-41. Jared Moore and Trey Tassel scored 14 and 12 apiece, but nobody else had more than three. They turned the ball over a lot, and nobody else really stepped up outside of Jared and Trey. They'll need more help than that tonight if they'd like to force Ballard and ADM and Carroll to all be tied at the top of the standings. Ballard has won the last five meetings against Carroll. Tigers' last win came in January 2023. Just over 3 years ago, a 61-53 win for the Tigers. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show. We'll return with your starting lineups after this as we get ready for this 3A showdown between the Carroll Tigers and the Ballard Bombers, two teams ranked in the top five in 3A.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality ENERGY STAR products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding.
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Home of the Ballard Bombers as they welcome the Carroll Tigers to town. For game two of our doubleheader tonight, game one was dominated by Ballard. They won over the Carroll girls 59-18. And now we get ready for this 3A top five showdown. With a couple teams ranked in the top five, hypothetically, you know, it could be a preview of a matchup you might see in Des Moines in about a month. Certainly not impossible. Carroll made it down to the state tournament a few years ago. They are hoping to get back. They are on a roll right now. They've won nine straight, hoping to get to 10 tonight. Ballard won their first 14 games of the year, fell to ADM by 5 last Friday, and then they rolled over Gilbert by 36 earlier this week. And they're trying to get back on a two-game winning streak. Your starting lineups tonight on your Mackey Motors pregame show. For the Carroll Tigers, for the first time all season, it will not be Jorgensen, Collison, Moore, Thargiath, and Tassel. Instead, it will be Jake Jorgensen, Jared Moore, Luol Thargiath, Trey Tassel, and Talon Crandall. Crandall will step in and start at forward. Jared Moore usually playing a post position. He's one of the forwards. He gets to be the point guard tonight with Matt Collison out. Moore leads the team in scoring, rebounding, and assists. 14.5 points, 8 boards a game. They are without Mack with his 11 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals per game. Also their number one three-point shooter. So being down Mack, not ideal for the Tigers, but they'll try to rally without him. Other leaders for the Tigers this year, you got Thargiath and his 3 blocks per game. He's number 2 in rebounding, 7 rebounds a game. And he's the number 4 scorer at 8.5 points a game. Then you've got Trey Tassel. Collison, a major three-point threat, but Tassel has made more. Collison may have a little better percentage, 39%, but Tassel, he's 30 of 91. That's right at 33%. And he is the number 2 scorer on the Tigers with 12 points a game. They're led by head coach Randy Beeson. And for the Ballard Bombers, it's their senior night, so they are starting 3 seniors that don't necessarily normally start, and they include Mojo Nibong. He's a senior that comes off the bench usually, but he's averaging 7 points a game. He's 6'5". He'll get a few more minutes than usual. He's usually that first guy off the bench. A 6-foot senior, Blake Krogman, he'll start tonight, averaging 1.5 per game. And Dylan Schoen, a 6-foot senior, 3.5 points a game. Those three don't usually start, but they are starting tonight, along with a couple starters that usually play from the get-go. Senior Easton Ersland, he leads the team in blocks with 1.5 per game. And Jude Gibson, a 6-foot senior, number 2 scorer, 15 points a game. He leads the team in assists and steals, 4.5 assists, 4 steals per game. And then coming off the bench, he's not a senior, so he's not starting tonight, but I highly doubt he'll be out for long. Evan Abbott, a 6'5 junior, averaging 20 points a game. He is an ace behind the arc, 41 of 97 this year, and he's coming off a 25-point performance against Gilbert on Tuesday. He scored 20 against the Tigers back on the 6th of January. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show. We're back after this with tip-off. This 3A Top 5 Showdown is on the way next.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suppy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
Thanks to Mackey Motors for sponsoring our pregame show, as they do all year long here on Kick 106.7. KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, boys basketball about to get underway. The lights go dark. Starters get introduced. And now we are ready to go. It'll be a fun atmosphere for this one. Ballard has this place packed. The folks of Kelly, Cambridge, Slater, and Huxley are in the house. And your visiting Carroll Tigers get to take on the Bombers on their senior night. So their starting lineups look a little bit different than usual. Same story for the Tigers, though, but that's because Matt Collison's out tonight. And Talon Crandall gets his first start of the year. It'll be Easton Ersland and Luol Thargiat, 6'5 and 6'6, standing on that Ballard Bomber logo at half court to get this one underway. You're listening to Kick 106.7, packed house, four sides of bleachers, tipped into the air, controlled by Thargiat, back to Tassel, and the Carroll Tigers will try to mount a charge quickly. Jared Moore, usually a forward, but with Collison out, he'll take over as point guard today. Tassel into the lane, gets it stripped, and now they'll finish it with a layup, but they miss it. Ersland missed the layup, but Jude Gibson got the putback, and he lays it in. So the Carroll Tigers had the opening possession. They came up empty with a turnover. And now they work it to Jared Moore, right wing. Thargiat at the free throw line, works inside, puts it off the glass too strong, got his own board, and comes up empty on the second attempt. And it's back the other way with Jude Gibson. Toss to the corner, inside, to the top. Easton Ersland hands off to Gibson. Ersland and Gibson, the two starters that start every game. And then they've got three other seniors starting tonight on senior night that don't normally start. Corner three, Ballard swishes it. Off the bench, typically, Blake Krogman knocks down just his fourth of the year. And at the other end, Luol Thargiat gets blocked trying to dunk. Hits the floor, no foul. And now Carroll works inside. It's Crandall to the corner for Jake Jorgensen. And now the student section underneath Carroll's basket, all yelling, "You got swatted." But Thargiat was inside, and now Carroll a chance to take a deep breath here. Down 5-0. Coach Beeson not happy about no call on the foul. But Jorgensen will go to the baseline. He'll inbound. The Tigers looking for their first basket of the day. Inbound pass to Thargiat, stolen by Ersland. And now he looks to finish. And he didn't block it, but Thargiat altered the shot. Deep pass at the other end, and a foul. Jorgensen will head to the free throw line. A couple free throws coming for the Tigers. Jorgensen beat the defense. They found him at the other end, and then Dylan Schoen fouled him at the end of the play. 6:24 left. Opening quarter as Jared Moore steps back and has a word with Coach Beeson, and Jorgensen hits the back of the rim, no good on the first free throw. Second free throw upcoming for the Carroll Tigers. They are down 5-0. Slow start so far, but it's still plenty early. Jake Jorgensen, one more free throw to go. Trying to get the Tigers on the board, down 5-0. That one he knocks down. Jorgensen scores the first point of the night for Carroll, and they are down by 4. Deep pass for Ballard at the other end. Not a block, but another altered shot by Thargiat. That's one thing that won't show up on a stat sheet, but that's two defensive plays he made that prevented what could have been easy buckets otherwise. Jake Jorgensen's one-on-one with Gibson. He works inside. He gets it knocked away. Thargiat is there to scoop it up. Now Jorgensen's got Tassel in the right corner. He's one-on-one with Nybong toward the free throw line. The left-handed floater put down by Tassel. And you can tell this one's going to be aggressive. Everybody's close with their man-on-man defensive pressure. Not throwing elbows, but the forearms, they're a-moving. Gibson, step back three, left wing, off the top of the backboard, and over. Out of bounds, 5:36 left, first quarter, 5-3. Tigers will have it with Evan Abbott coming in now. Their leading scorer this year will sub in here. It's senior night for Ballard, so Dylan Schoen got a start. He comes out. Talon Crandall will toss deep. They look at the other end for Tassel, and he goes up for the layup, got fouled. Kind of like in football when you've got man-on-man coverage, tight pressure at the line of scrimmage, but no safety help over the top. You chuck it deep and hope for the easy catch and touchdown or a pass interference. And they found Tassel, and he got fouled. He'll shoot two. Left-hander on the way, and he knocks it home. Tassel with three of Carroll's four so far. And the Bombers, Blake Krogman, just picked up that foul a moment ago. They've got two, Carroll none. Now a chance to tie it if Tassel can hit this free throw. Got his usual purple shoes on, and they'll bring him luck here. He's got all four of their last points here. Tied at five. 5-5. A couple 5-0 runs. And now Mojo Nybong drives down the right side of the lane and gets some contact from Carroll's Jake Jorgensen. A point and a foul now for Jorgensen. And Parker Miller will come in, a 6'5 junior, subs in for Blake Krogman. Miller, another junior that normally starts. He's averaging 11 points, and he's their number one rebounder. Just 4.8 rebounds a game is good for the team high. They don't have that one guy that jumps out at you for rebounds. But he's back out there now. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Knotted up at five apiece. Evan Abbott, handoff left side, Nybong to the top. Abbott, three, and he knocks it home. Plinko's that one down. He rattles all the sides of the rim. That'll break the 5-5 tie. To the corner, Thargiak. Lob it to the top, Tassel in the right wing. Great atmosphere here in Huxley tonight for this top five showdown in 3A. Jorgensen to Tassel, pump fake right wing. Drives in, got blocked, comes away with the loose ball, goes up strong, and he's fouled as Thargiak scoops it up and dunks it after the fact. Two free throws coming for the Tigers. It's a foul on Easton Ersland, his first, and team third. 4:51 to go, opening quarter, and Tassel's already got 4 points. He's 2 for 2 at the free throw line. One of the officials talking with head coach Jeff Schertz of Ballard as Tassel knocks down his third straight free throw. Landon Peterson will come in for Jake Jorgensen, and Chase Schabel is also going to sub in for the Tigers for Talon Crandall. Tassel with five of Carroll's six, Jorgensen the other one. Tassel looking for one more at the charity stripe. Left-hander on its way, good. He had 12 of Carroll's 41 points in the first meeting with Ballard. Only Jared Moore had more with 14. 8-7 Bombers. Midway first quarter. Inside with Gibson. He's at the right elbow. Looks underneath, and it's swatted by Thargiak. And then a foul on Thargiak. I think the block was clean, but as he came to the ground, he kind of landed awkwardly on Parker Miller. So Thargiak will pick up a foul. Carroll's second. And Miller will head to the stripe. Parker Miller with the free throw. It's good. He's a really good shooter at the line. He's 86% this year on his 30 attempts. And he knocks both home. A three-point lead for Ballard. More subs. Bryce Miller. He subs in for the first time. A usual starter for Ballard. And Easton Ersland gets his first break of the day. Trey Tassel will inbound. He looks for Jared Moore as he's one-on-one with Miller, who fouls. Fourth foul already on Ballard. So with 4:34 to go, any more fouls will be free throws the other way. Carroll's already had six attempts. 4:34 left first quarter. Tassel along the baseline. He'll inbound. And he finds Jared Moore, who's playing point guard tonight instead of forward. Inside the left wing area, got stripped away, and at the other end, Jude Gibson will finish. Jared Moore's pass was deflected and stolen. Now Tassel trying to beat this full court pressure. They'll get it to Peter, and now Tassel will be tasked with taking it up the floor. Right as the 10 seconds were about to expire, he's across the half-court stripe on that Bomber logo. Right wing, Jared Moore. Backdoor cut underneath. Tassel too strong. Might have been partially deflected, actually. And it's rebounded by Bryce Miller. Up the floor with Gibson. Left wing. Drives around Peterson. Kick to the corner for Nibong. To the right wing. Contested three. And Miller sinks it. Just his sixth of the season. Ballard's got an eight-point lead. After that 5-5 tie, it's been a 10-2 run for Ballard. Tassel finds Schabel. Now to the top, Tassel again. Looks for a screen from Moore. Dribbles to his left. One-on-one with his defender, Gibson. Corner three, pump fake. Schabel drives. Finishes. Rolls off the rim and in. Chase Schabel's got Carroll's second field goal of the night. And it's 15-9. A little slow to get that updated on the board. There it goes. Now we've got a shot inside, and it's Jared Moore on the foul. Schabel. Yep, Schabel hit that layup a moment ago, and it's 15-9. Parker Miller will get to shoot a couple foul free throws here. Jared Moore got the foul. And Miller already 2-for-2 from the stripe. He'll get a chance at a couple more. It was a 10-2 run for that moment for Ballard. And as they await the inbound toss to the shooter, here we go. And he's 3-for-3. Miller with 3 points all from the line. When these two teams played January 6th, Miller was kind of all over the stat sheet. 14 points, 7 boards, 7 steals, 4 assists. And the junior will try to knock down another free throw as Tassel and Thargiath sub out of the lineup for the first time. And he gets both to go. Miller 4-for-4 from the line. And they'll bring Blake Krogman back into the lineup. Bombers 17, Tigers 9 on kick 106-7. Carroll will have to beat some full court pressure again with Talon Crandall inbounding it. Jorgensen, Moore, Peterson, and Schabel on the floor. The pass to Moore, deflected, gets it back though. Now it's stripped away, bodies flying everywhere, and it's picked up by Ballard, and a finish. It's a layup, but the foul will come before the shot, and Evan Abbott will be fouled on the floor. Foul on Jorgensen. So actually a good foul. It'll take a layup off the board that would have been. And actually not Jorgensen. I think they said it was Moore. So they'll lob it to the top for Evan Abbott. Underneath, good defense from Carroll. Going to force a turnover. Not quite, but Crandall, as he fights for the loose ball, gets shoved from behind and fouled. So now I think Carroll gets to shoot the other way. It'll be a foul on Dylan Schoen. And I believe Crandall, yes it will be, him going to the free throw line at the other end. He's only attempted 4 free throws this year. He'll get a couple here. He's 2-for-4. Averaging 3 points a game off the bench. Crandall, starting tonight in place of Matt Collison, will shoot a pair. And he knocks the first one home. 17-10. And Crandall will get one more shot here. Crandall, a starting forward tonight. Normally he'll come in as one of the guards off the bench. Crandall will try to go 2-for-2, and he does. Two possession game. And now Carroll will bring Thargiath and Tassel back onto the floor. Ballard had already inbounded the basketball. The referee forgot to stop it so they could get those two subs in. So they will re-inbound it and drive the length of the floor. With Bryce Miller inbounding to Parker Miller. Pair of juniors. Hand off to Gibson in the front court. Evan Abbott at the top of the key. Back to Miller, right wing, looking underneath. Gibson swatted away by Thargiath. He swats that one from the rim, and it lands out of bounds over on the far sideline. It hopped. That thing flew through the air probably 40 feet before it landed. 17-11, Bombers will take it. One of those swats that if it's your home gym, the place goes crazy. Here's a three missed, rebounded by Crandall, back the other way. Carroll down six, 2.5 to go, first quarter. Now Jorgensen will drive, trying to earn a free throw, picked up. Thargiath got fingertips on it, but can't hang on. Now at the other end, Gibson up over Moore, going to get his own rebound. Kick out to the left wing, three, Miller off the rim, Thargiath there for the board. Couple opportunities, no points for Ballard. It's 17-11, just over 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's been an intense one so far as Jared Moore drives, spins to the free throw line, looks for Jorgensen, floats it, high one off the glass. Thargiath over the defender, comes away with the rebound, trying to go up strong with it. No whistle, no foul, a lot of contact, no basket, and Crandall gets the steal. It's stolen right back, and now we've got contact and a foul. It'll be a foul on Jake Jorgensen. Thought we were about to see steal, steal, steal. And now free throws coming. Both teams in the bonus. A minute 46 to go, first quarter. And it's a 17-11 game. At the free throw line, Parker Miller. He's 4-for-4 from the stripe already. And he's 5-for-5. He's attempted 29 free throws coming into tonight. Right now he's on pace for 20-plus attempts tonight. If he can hit, get fouled, you know, three times a quarter. Miller hits another free throw, and he's got all six of his points from the free throw line. Ballard's full court pressure continues. Inbound pass to Trey Tassel. Carroll Tigers have the ball down by 8. And he'll take it across the timeline. Standing near the Ballard logo, he'll direct traffic. Dribbles between the legs, one-on-one with his defender, Krogman. Tassel, a minute 30 left. First quarter, Thargiath in the corner, back to Tassel. Now Moore at the stripe. Over on the far side in front of the half-court line. Rifles a pass to the corner. Thargiath pump fakes the three, hands off to Moore, and he lays it in with a reverse to the left side. Moore's first basket, the assist from Thargiath, and here's a shot missed at the other end. Thargiath, the late attempt to alter the shot. And Carroll comes away with a loose ball. In the front court, a minute left, first quarter, down six. Tigers 19-13 on the losing end. Tassel inside, left elbow, down to the corner, Thargiath. Crandall at the top. One-on-one with his defender, Nybong. Hand off Tassel again. Shot clock down to 12, 43 seconds left. First quarter winding down. Carroll looking for a bucket here. Corner three, Schabel off the rim. Rebound knocked out, and it will stay with Carroll, I think. Yes, it will. Late call from the official. Shot clock is off. So they've got 34 and a half seconds here if they want it. They could use the whole shebang if they want to. Trailing 19-13, it'll be Crandall along the baseline to inbound, underneath their own basket. A lob back toward half court, picked up by Tassel, right in front of the scorer's table where I'm sitting here in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Crandall to Moore, right in front of me, and he'll look up at the clock. He wants that thing to tick, tick, tick away. 17, 16, 15. Now they'll start to move. Moore dribbles to his right. Toward the free throw line. Finds Crandall. 8 seconds left. Crandall inside, driving layup, and he's got it to go off the glass and in. 1 second left, and they didn't realize the clock was winding down. Instead of taking a shot, they passed it, and it's Ballard 19. Carroll 15. After one, this one's been fun, and we've got three quarters to go.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
For 75 years, Gretemann & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years, with insurance specifically over the past 5 years. We've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call, and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretemann & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75 years.
We're back at the Gatorade broadcast booth courtside. I'm on the scorer's table tonight here in Huxley at Ballard High School for this top 5-3A showdown between the number 5 ranked Carroll Tigers, 14-3, number 2 ranked Ballard Bombers, 15-1. Second quarter is underway. Carroll finishes that opening quarter on a little run. Ballard opens the second quarter with a missed three. Luol Thargiath, a sky-high rebound, plucks that one off the rim. And now Carroll has a chance to get it back to a one-score game. Tassel and Moore playing keep away. Left wing, screen from Thargiath. And I think we've got a foul on Thargiath away from the ball as he tried to set up that screen. It'll be the second Thargiath foul. And that's going to be Ballard in control now. 7:34, second quarter, four-point game. And the referee is about to hand it to Parker Miller to inbound in the backcourt to Jude Gibson. Gibson into the front court, one-on-one with Schabel. Schabel hit a layup in that first quarter. A lob to the left corner. Ballard around the perimeter now with Evan Abbott left wing. Looking inside, looks to the left wing. Down in the corner, Easton Ersland. And now a top of the key three, swished home by Parker Miller. Now Carroll into the front court, trailing by seven after that four-point lead has grown by three on that Miller triple. Right wing Schabel steps back. Finds Moore at the top, three to answer, and it's off the side of the rim. Rebound taken by Ersland, and a handoff to Gibson, left wing to Abbott. Around the perimeter now, driving, kick to the corner, three, Ersland off the rim, no good. Thargiath pulls down another high rebound. Spins out of trouble, dumps it off to Tassel in the front court. 6:30 remaining until halftime. Tassel, left wing, Crandall shakes off a defender, lobs it to the top, and Moore almost lost it, but he's able to pick it up. Gibson almost beat him to the punch. Now a driving effort underneath, looking for Thargiath. And as he drives from the right side to the left side of the lane, he steps on the baseline. And that'll be a turnover. 6:14 remaining in the second quarter. And Ballard has the only bucket in the first 2 minutes since the quarter got underway. Ballard at the top with Abbott, thought about a three. Pump faked, one-on-one with Moore. Now Abbott has it again, one-on-one with Jarrett. Looking for a screen, steps to his left, down in the corner, left wing Gibson. Gibson toward the free throw line, 12 seconds, turns around, finds the bottom of the net. And Gibson has six with a 5-0 run to start the quarter for the Bombers. Tassel left wing, Peterson corner, back to Tassel. Carroll scoreless in the first 2.5 minutes of quarter two, 24-15. Carroll's trailed by about 4 to 9 points for most of the game. Down in the corner, Moore looks for Peterson, well over his head, out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover. And Ballard will make a substitution. They'll bring Mojo Nibong back into the lineup. And now Coach Beeson wants to use his first timeout. Randy Beeson and the Carroll Tigers, Jeff Schertz and the Ballard Bombers will talk things over. We'll take one, too. It's a full timeout on Kick 106.7. Ballard leads with 5:24 left in the half, 24-15.
Hi, this is Shelly Deal, physician assistant. and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Back in the second quarter here in Huxley. Ballard 24, Carroll 15. A pair of top five teams in 3A. Fighting for a share of the Raccoon River Conference lead. Wing three, missed, rebounded by Thargiad. He's got a bunch of rebounds in the early going as he hands it off to Jared Moore. Carroll trailing 5-0 here in the quarter. They trailed 5-0 to start the game too. Moore trapped in the right wing, down in the corner for Thargiad. Tassel, catch, thought about a shoot. But he'll travel, and or not travel, he'll... get run into here by Mojo Nibong, who just tried to play some tight defense, got a little too close, a little too much, and that'll be his first foul. He'll sub out, and they'll bring Bryce Miller onto the floor. He's back out there. 4:50 remaining in the first half. Carroll down by 9 here. And they'll inbound it with Crandall. Hand off to Tassel. Now he'll send Jared Moore in motion. Bounce pass there along the timeline. Moore. And Crandall back near half court, burning a little clock. He's got the ball palmed. Chest pass to the right side. Crandall now finds Tassel. Shot clock at 15. They've yet to get it in front of the perimeter here. Moore directing traffic, looking for a screen. Gets around his defender thanks to Thargiad. Dribbles toward the free throw line. Down in the corner. Little miscommunication there with Peterson and Crandall. One in the wing, one in the corner. They both let it go. Thought the other one had it. Not sure where that one was headed. And it goes out. So they burn most of the shot clock, and they don't get a shot off. Carroll turns it over. 24-15, 4:16 to play in the first half. Ballard across the half-court stripe with Jude Gibson, averaging 15 points a game. To Evan Abbott, 20 points a game. Down in the corner, Gibson, three, on the way short. And the rebound, Peterson. He's there to scoop it up. Out front to Tassel, along the left wing. He's double-teamed. Looks to get rid of it, and it's a reach-in foul. Jump ball or a foul? Going to be a foul on Gibson. One official was about to say jump ball, and then the other one said foul. 3:54 left now, and... one referee is going to take the ball, and he's trying to get another official's attention. So Coach Short's trying to plead his case that it's a jump ball, not a foul. I myself would probably disagree. I didn't think they had possession long enough to have a jump ball. But that's just me. 3:52 left, second quarter. 9-point deficit for the Tigers. They have gone scoreless here in the second so far. Tassel and Moore playing keep away. Moore right wing, down in the corner. Tassel, catch and shoot, three on the way. Palmed on the rebound by Miller. Miller to Miller, Bryce to Parker. Down in the corner, to the wing, to the left wing. Abbott contested by Tassel, long. And the rebound for Moore after the missed three. Moore to the left side. Jorgensen, he'll finish with the layup. He beat the two Ballard defenders to the punch. Jorgensen's got his first field goal and Carroll's first basket of the second quarter. It comes with 3:14 left. 24-17, corner three, no good. Jorgensen gets a rebound at the other end. And he'll quickly push. Tassel with a finish, hit, a lot of contact, no foul. And it'll be swatted out at the scorer's table, and it will stay with Carroll. No, it's going to go to Ballard. I thought that was swatted by Ballard, but I might not have had the best look at it. As Chase Schabel will sub back in, Tassel comes out. 2:58 left, and Crandall will also come in for Carroll. And he'll relieve Landon Peterson. 2:58 to go. We've got your Mackey Motors halftime show coming up at the end of this second quarter. They'll get the shot clock reset, and Ballard will inbound in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Gibson. Jude Gibson one-on-one with Chase Schabel. Now Evan Abbott right wing. Left wing Gibson. Off to Miller in the wing. A lob to the near corner. Three on the way. Open. Back iron. Pulled down on the board by, you guessed it, Thargiak. Now they'll push out front with Crandall. He wants to finish, and it's swatted from behind. Picked up, tossed to the corner. Jorgensen steps back, thought about a long two, and will hand it off to Moore. A lob to the corner right side. Schabel shakes out a defender. Three on the way, back iron out. Thargiath an offensive board. To the corner. Schabel again. Three, too strong. Rebound Abbott. Ballard pushes. Thargiath a chance to block at the end, and he does! But the offensive glass and the putback for Parker Miller. You could see where that one was headed. The layup coming from the right side. Thargiath coming from the left side. Unfortunately, Carroll couldn't get the rebound. And now Carroll will lose it out of bounds against this full court pressure. And Coach Beeson's looking a little frustrated over there on the sideline. It'll be Ballard basketball. 26-17, 2 minutes to go, second quarter of this 3A top five showdown. Number two, Ballard. Number five, Carroll. Here on kick, 106-7. Trey Tassel's back into the lineup. Jorgensen will come out as he has Carroll's only bucket of the second quarter so far. One bucket in 6 minutes. Abbott to the right wing for Nybaum. A lob to the left corner. A high pass to Miller. To the top left wing, Ursland. Right corner, Nybong three off the back of the rim. Offensive board for Parker Miller. Underneath with Gibson. Gets a generous roll on his putback. It's up and in. Gibson's got eight. 11-point lead. Backdoor cut. They look inside for Crandall. Got his own rebound. And underneath with Thargiath trying to get another one. And now he and a Ballard player will hit the deck hard. And Thargiath is in pain as he gets landed on. But he's up and at him now. He had a couple chances at the rim and picks up his third foul. 1:26 left in the half. And Ballard will take it. Carroll just not able to get any offense going here in the second quarter. They'll bring Landon Peterson back in. He's a three-point threat off the bench. Thargiath will take a seat with those three fouls. Jake Jorgensen and Jared Moore each have a couple. It'll be Ballard basketball. They have a 9-2 lead here to start the quarter. And they'll drive the length of the floor here. They'll inbound it to Jude Gibson. Gibson left to right. One-on-one against Chase Schabel. Gibson bounce pass to the left side. Parker Miller has it against Tassel. Left elbow, backdoor cut into traffic, picked up by Peterson. He gets the steal. Carroll could use the bucket big time here. Right wing Tassel, one on two, spins into the lane, gets close, comes up empty, and now Tassel tries to knock it away. May have gotten away with a foul. Ballard the other way. At the corner, Abbott drives and hit on the floor. And we've got a foul here on Talon Crandall. It'll be his first of the day. It'll go along with 4 points. As he's starting, he's in the starting lineup tonight in place of Matt Collison, who's out. Under a minute to go in the second quarter. Carroll has scored just 2 points of the quarter. Gibson lobs it in. Ballard scored nine. Underneath with Ursland to the corner, Nybong. Around Peterson, one-on-one, Tassel. Tassel defending, rather. Shot was no good from Nybong the first time. Got his own rebound, and the putback's 30-17. Ballard's on top. Carroll could really use a bucket or two badly here going into halftime. They've got a two-point quarter staring them in the face right now. as Jared Moore looks up at the clock, sees 27-16. It continues to wind. Winding down, 22-21-20, shot clock at 10. Jared Moore, left wing, looks for a screen, shakes off a defender. Gets it knocked into his face as he tried to pass it, and they'll finish it with Gibson, a layup. 32-17, now Carroll will push. Moore, free throw line, driving, and he got the foul. No, it's a charge. They'll wave it off. Jared Moore's third foul. This one definitely not going the way Carroll was hoping. Just cannot catch a break on the offensive end especially. 2 seconds left. Ballard will have the basketball for this inbound and a likely half-court heave, most likely. 32-17. It's been a 13-2 quarter for Ballard. Bombers will inbound with Parker Miller. They've got three in the backcourt. They're going to heave it deep. It's tipped, stolen. Peterson heaves it the other way. And he swished it! Oh, my! He swished it from in front of his own bench. How about that? So not only did he just hit the three-quarter court shot, they did it on defense. Ballard heaved it deep down the other end. A full court heave essentially to inbound it. And Peterson comes away after the tip ball and a steal, and he swishes it as if he drew it up that way. So there we go. If that doesn't give Carroll a little momentum going into halftime, I don't know what will. They are down by 12. It is 32-20. Ballard on top. Landon Peterson hits the three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. And we've made it to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. Back after this on Kick 106.7. Live from Huxley.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We've made it to halftime of the boys game, 32-20. Carroll trails at Ballard here in our 3A top five showdown. Ballard by 12. Carroll struggled on the offensive side in that second quarter with 3 seconds left. They had just 2 points in the quarter. Ballard drove the length of the floor. They inbounded it deep. Got tipped around a couple times. Landon Peterson scooped it up, and he knocked down a three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. And that gives Carroll hopefully a little momentum going into halftime. They're down 12 instead of 15. And we are chatting now with Carroll girls head coach Katie Cook after a tough loss earlier tonight against Ballard, 59-18. And you guys had adversity from the get-go. Chloe was out tonight. And then 30 seconds in, Allie goes down with an ankle injury, not to return. So at that point, you're playing without both Cooks. And that's not something you guys draw up typically or practice, I'm sure.
No, not at all. There's usually, you know, just with the size they bring on the offensive end, defensive end, we always have one of them in there. Then to just all of a sudden not have them at all, we were... And we kind of did a patchwork game plans on the spur of the moment. So,
and I know Bella missed Tuesday with an ankle injury, so she may have been much closer to 100%. But you know, you came into tonight maybe with 3.8 usual starters, with her still
That's
wearing
right,
a brace and things like that. But start of the game, they jump out to an 8-0 lead after the after Allie went down, and it just kind of felt like whatever air in the balloon was there to begin the night kind of got deflated kind of quickly, and Ballard was able to really stifle your guys' offense in the first half especially.
Right. I mean, they're really tough defensively. Anyway, they put on some, a zone press, and then they fall back into their 2-3 zone, and they do a really, really good job with it. You got to give them some credit. And then like I said earlier, we were just trying to figure out how to make it work. You know, when you don't practice the lineup that you need to go with all of a sudden, you can't run a lot of plays. You're on Aaliyah all of a sudden is our 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 girl all at the same time, whether it's press break or whether it's our defense or... You know, and I think there were some positive moments. I mentioned Analia. She was a great leader through the whole thing for us. She was talking to everybody out there, helping me get everybody organized. And Sadie Kelly coming off the bench and playing really tough for us, looking to score, showing off some of her athleticism. It's fun to see her do her thing out there.
So you guys have another game tomorrow. You're at home with Dennis and Schleswig coming to town, and then you've got a couple more conference games next week. You've got Gilbert and North Polk. Of course, with Allie and Chloe either sick or dinged up, not a great time to have 4 games in 5 days between today and next Tuesday. It did look like Allie was on crutches, but it doesn't sound like hopefully it's season ending or anything like that. Hopefully you can have her back at bare minimum maybe by next Saturday when the playoffs start. Is that the goal at least at this point, early in the any early indications anyway?
Yeah, I would take her anytime I can get her back. It's just kind of early on and hard to say how it'll heal up. Or the good news is that she didn't need an x-ray. So.
That's good. Okay. Well, this is probably one that you guys will want to kind of erase from the memory bank tonight. But you learned a lot about your team, and they
we
never
did.
Gave up.
We did.
Well, I mentioned Sadie Kelly, or you mentioned her. She finishes with 7 points. Somebody that comes off the bench and averages 2 a game. Somebody needed to step up, and she was able to do that a
right,
little bit for you
right, right.
It's
very telling, you know, in those tough times, who steps up and is willing to you know, put themselves out there and make a play. So I was really proud of her tonight, you know, and we've been trying to get more people to score, and if you have your 2 leading scorers not able to play, they don't really have a choice. So like you said, it's not bad practice for us.
Well, I appreciate your time here, and best of luck tomorrow, and then next week. Not like it gets any easier or anything like that. You got a tough schedule here to end the season, but hopefully by Saturday everybody will be healthy and back to normal and ready to go against Humboldt at the very least.
Very good. Yes. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it. That's head coach Katie Cook of the Carroll Tigers as they fell earlier tonight by a final score of 59-18. We'll be back to talk this first half over the boys game next. 32-20. Carroll trails on the road in Huxley.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Ballard High School, the site of our top five 3A showdown tonight, a fight for the top of the Raccoon River Conference. Not the first half the Carroll Tiger boys were looking for, but we'll see if that three at the buzzer, the three-quarter court heave from Landon Peterson, was able to spark the offense. Ballard's defense has been stifling so far. So thanks for coming on back for the second half. Twelve-point game. It'll be, let's see, who will get the basketball first? I think Carroll should have it. And it will be Carroll basketball. So they scored at the buzzer. And now the second half is underway. And we'll see if they can come away with a bucket early. 32-20. Corner three. What a splash from Tassel. They needed that. So 6 points in about 20 seconds of game time. 15 minutes of real time. And we're underway here. Tassel pulls Carroll within nine. Corner look for Ballard from Parker Miller to the right wing. Jude Gibson, he's fouled. And we'll see the first whistle of this quarter. We'll go against, let's see. Jake Jorgensen. He's got four. Inbound pass. Ballard almost got it knocked away. Will drive inside and take it to the rim. Evan Abbott gets inside for two. Talon Crandall in the right wing. Lobs it left. Trey Tassel. He's working on Mojo Nibong. 34-23, back to a double-digit game. Tassel underneath, to Thargiath, rolls off his hands, ball's loose, picked up by Gibson and back the other way. Stolen by Crandall at half court. To the top, Thargiath tries to go up strong and won't get the layup to fall, but he's got free throws. Could have been an and one, but that thing just got hung up on the rim and wouldn't drop. Easton Ursland with his second. 6:37 left here in the third quarter, and Carroll will shoot a couple and try to get it back to 9 or 10 of the deficit here. Again, on the line for Carroll tonight, not only trying to preserve that top five ranking. I don't know necessarily how far you would drop with a loss to number two when you're number five. But more importantly for Carroll, a win can set up a three-way tie at the top of the Raccoon River standings. 0-for-2 from Thargiath at the free throw line. And now Ballard will push the other way. Evan Abbott, left wing lob. Off to Gibson. Looks for a screen. Gibson to the right elbow. Bounce pass inside. And it'll go up and in. The little layup from Easton Ursland. He's got his first basket of the day. 8.5 points a game. He's on the board. 13-point game. Peterson in the left corner. Hit that three before halftime from three-quarter court. Off a steal. Tassels at the top. A right wing look at Talon Crandall. Pass to Peterson. He's zigged. The ball zagged. It's out of bounds. 6 minutes left in the third, and now sub. Nope, not a sub. Jude Gibson slipped and fell on the floor. And so they're going to go check the floor and make sure it's dry. So they've got that scooped up. And now he should be back ready and good to go. So the Tigers came out and hit that three right off the bat with Trey Tassel, but they've gone cold since. And Ballard has scored a couple buckets. Ballard in the front court with a 13-point lead. Lob to the left wing, Gibson against Peterson. To the free throw line, down in the corner. Nibong traveled with it as he took a step after the pump fake. Carroll will try to capitalize. 5:43 left in the third. And now Tassel will take the inbound pass in the backcourt. He's one-on-one with Mojo Nibong. At the Ballard logo at half court, across that big bomber airplane. Right wing Tassel. Hand off Peterson. 5.5 left. Lob to the corner for Thargiath. Now Moore will direct traffic. Gets a screen. Three from Moore, and he swishes it home. Second basket from Jared Moore. He's got five today. And now Ballard will look to answer, and they'll drive all the way home with Evan Abbott. 38-26, back to a 12-point Ballard lead. Tassel's going to get around the double team. He's in the front court. Off to the right wing, Moore. Can he go back to back? Bank shot right side, no. Rebound Parker Miller. Ballard right to left, hand off to Gibson. Gibson, 23 versus 23, and a swat. The layup attempt knocked away by Thargiath. He has got a few blocks tonight, a lot of rebounds. No points. He's had some looks, but nothing's gone in yet inside for Luol. 4:49 to go in the third. Parker Miller will inbound. A lob to the right wing. Gibson hauls it in. Down in the corner, Evan Abbott catch and shoot three, and he swishes it. Abbott had 3 points in the first half. He's up to 10 now with 4.5 left in the third quarter. Busy night of broadcast with the CB Sports Network. We've got all three stations going this evening. Pass to Peterson, deflected, stolen by Nibong at the other end. And Moore backs away, lets him go. As Moore has three fouls, didn't want to pick up another easy one. He lays it in. Carroll calls a timeout. It's a 43-26 Ballard lead. Full timeout by Coach Beeson and the Tigers.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Looking to boost your brand? Top Loft makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and design. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Top Loft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Largest lead of the game right now for the Ballard Bombers. They have a 17-point advantage. And you are listening to Kick 106.7. KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, from the Gatorade broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks here in Huxley. It'll be Carroll basketball trying to beat this full court pressure. Tassel heaves it deep to Moore, but he and Peterson run into each other, and it's out of bounds. Just been that kind of night so far. Carroll struggling here in the third quarter, down 11-6 since halftime. Ballard's defense has been lights out. Ballard giving up just 43 points a game. Carroll good defensively. They're giving up 54 a game. And then Ballard's offense scoring 73 per game. Carroll 62.5. Ballard's in the front court, down in the corner. Pump fake three from Bryce Miller. Out to Erstland, three, left wing. Rebound taken down by Chase Schabel. A run by Carroll needs to begin now. 3:45 to go in the third. Corner three, Jared Moore gets it to fall. Eight for Moore, and he's got a couple here in the third. At the other end, Louis swats it, but a foul or a goaltend. Let's see. So the basket counts, but not a foul. 45-29. I was worried that they might give that an and one or something, but and now I missed who the basket was on or who scored that. It was Dylan Schoen. So he gets the basket. Sargias blocked. They'll say it was a goaltend. Moore shakes off a defender. He's in trouble. Finds Tassel in the front court. Down 16. Thargiath left corner. Back to the top. Moore. Moore's hit a couple threes here in the third quarter. May look for Moore. No pun intended. Moore chased down from behind. Ball's loose. Picks it up. Down to Tassel left wing. 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles to the top. Schabel open in the corner if they want him. Tassel takes it. Floats it. Not strong enough, and Ballard's there on the rebound. Out front with Abbott to the corner. Easton Erstland for three, rebounded by Moore. A lob to the near side. Peterson hauls it in. Bounce pass left corner. Tassel steps back. Three is deflected. Gets his own rebound off the deflection. He's inside. It rolls off the rim. Going to fight for the rebound. No whistle, no foul, and Ballard takes it away. Couple chances, no points for Carroll, and at the other end, Ballard's three is short and out of bounds by Bryce Miller. 2.5 to go in the third, 16-point game. I do remember I was here in Huxley, one of my now 9 Carroll games that I broadcast in the last decade here. I went back and looked. I counted them up. This is my 9th basketball trip here. There was a game that I want to say it was maybe 2020. Carroll overcame, I think, a 13 or so point deficit in the third quarter. Came back and won it in overtime, if I'm not mistaken. They might need that kind of performance here today. Jorgensen passes to Schabel, who gets tripped up, and they're going to say he traveled with it. 2:17 to go here in the third. It's 45-29. We were tied at 5. Otherwise, Ballard has led the whole game. Nybong left wing, pass to Dylan Schoen. Inside triple team, lost it. Picked up by Crandall. He'll wrap it up, and he gets it swatted. Nope, Coach Beeson will get the timeout. And Coach Beeson wanted the foul first. He yelled that out. We'll keep it here for this one. 2 minutes left in the third, 45-29. There were some Ballard fans oohing and aahing. I think they were maybe hoping or wondering if that could be a technical, the way he yelled that out there, but no harm, no foul. Just a timeout. It'll be Carroll basketball, and if they want a chance to rally here late in the third and into the fourth quarter, they're going to need to get going here very quickly. Over on KKRL tonight, Glenn Ralston's hosting Cam with Casey Miners. Kemper and Shenandoah's on KCIM with Tom Hawkapp. I'm Nick Brinks here in Huxley for this final Raccoon River Conference meeting between Ballard and Carroll. Ballard won the girls game 59-18. Ballard boys lead Carroll 45-29. Couple minutes to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass to Jake Jorgensen. He's in the front court and immediately hounded and double teamed. Bounce pass stolen by Ballard and taken away by Nybong. They'll try to finish. Gibson lays it in left side. And Ballard steals it again. May have gotten away with a travel there. Won't call it though. Ballard in control. A minute 37 to go. Out of the timeout. Disaster for Carroll. Back-to-back turnovers and Ballard trying to score on both possessions. Gibson rolls one off the rim. No good. With a whistle and a foul on Crandall here, as he tried to beat Nybong to the punch for that rebound. No, actually, it's an offensive foul. Mojo Nybong. His second of the day. Down 18, 1:27 to go. Ballard's defense has just been hounding Carroll. Full court pressure has created a number of turnovers. Lobbed in by Crandall. Picked up by Tassel. Into the front court. A little shove to the corner. Shable. Shable drives baseline underneath the Thargiath, and he puts it off the glass, lays it in for his first basket of the day. 47-31. Ballard at the other end. A driving effort from Schoen to the right wing. Nybong three, and he swishes it. 15th for him of the year, and he's got 7 points today. And Carroll will throw it away on the inbound pass. Crandall inbounded it. They went right back to him. Was not expecting it. And now I think Crandall fouled on the defensive end. It'll be his second. 50-31, 58 seconds left. Coach Beeson wanting to talk to an official. Did not like something that he saw there a moment ago. 19-point lead for the Bombers here late in the third quarter, under a minute left. Jute Gibson will roll it in, and it's intercepted by Crandall. Nybong was not ready for it. Now it's Moore in the left wing to Crandall, or rather Thargiath, and he draws a couple foul free throws on the contact inside as he was about to go up strong with it, and it'll be a Ballard foul, their third. Easton Ursulin picks up his third, and Luol Thargiath, a couple points here in the quarter. He'll shoot two. He's 0 for 2 today, 0 for 3 now. Struggling at the free throw line this season. That's continued here tonight, 51 seconds left. And now an official is calling for a towel. Must be a wet spot down underneath the basket. So they're going to get that cleaned up. We are live tonight on Kick 106.7 in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. With basketball coverage tonight, we've also got girls' state wrestling coverage going on today. And yesterday and tomorrow on the CB Sports Network YouTube. Thargiath hits the second attempt, so he's 1 for 4. 18-point game. Schable gets a steal right back to the Carroll Tigers. 45 seconds left. Inside with Moore, and he's going to draw some contact inside. He wanted it to be an and one, But the foul from Ballard's Jude Gibson, his second, will send Moore to the free throw line. He's got 8 points, a couple threes here in the quarter. And now Moore will have two free throws and a chance to get this one down to 16. 61% free throw shooter. He'll get his first attempts of the night. He's 53 of 87 this year. And this one's off the mark, no good. Struggling from the free throw line. The one time when Ballard's defense has been all over you, and they've struggled a little bit. 42 seconds left. Down by 18. Moore will get one more. He'll try to get the Tigers to 33. They trail 50-32. Moore at the line. Short. Rebound Nibong. And up the floor, Ballard will cross the timeline cleanly this time after a steal last time. 5 seconds. Separating shot and game clock. Leading scorer of the season, Evan Abbott. Hands off to Gibson. Those are the top two scorers on the Ballard Bombers. Ballard number two, Carroll number five in 3A. Fighting for a share of the Raccoon River Conference. Otherwise, if Ballard wins tonight, they'll likely have it wrapped up. Corner three, no. They're going to lob it to Nibong. Left side, driving effort to the wing. Three on the shot clock. Going to barely get it off. And the final few seconds are going to tip away. Left wing three from Gibson. After they get an offensive rebound, and we have made it to the fourth quarter. A tough third quarter after a tough second quarter for the Carroll Tigers. And we have made it through three. We go to the fourth. Back in a moment. 50-32. Bombers on top.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wallach Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Odebolt, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always. Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
We'll see what kind of magic the Carroll Tigers have in the hat. As we go to the fourth quarter, it's an 18-point deficit for the Tigers. Underway, Ballard in possession to begin the final quarter. 50-32. Bombers on their home court here in Huxley. Work around the perimeter. Parker Miller looks to the left, finds Abbott, top of the key, three, rebounded offensively by Miller. Now they'll go back to work. Abbott at the top, finds Gibson back at half court. To the left corner, Easton Ursulin. Right side, Miller. Bryce Miller to Gibson, open for three, on the way, open, but no good, and tipped out. And nobody going to save that one from going out of bounds, last touched by Ballard. They had a valiant effort along the baseline and then along the sideline. But Carroll will have it. And again, they'll face this full court pressure that has been stingy tonight. Tassels in the backcourt. Working against Parker Miller. Now across the half court stripe. 7:18 to go. Carroll trying to score first here in the fourth. They scored first in the third. They got it down to 9 points, the deficit. But they weren't able to do anything after that. Here's Bargiath inside. He finds Peterson, and he goes up for a layup, fouled, and will shoot two. Foul from Parker Miller, his second today. Ballard went 6 for 6 at the free throw line in the first quarter. They have not been back since. Carroll went 7 of 8 at the free throw line in the first quarter. They have gone 1 of 6 since. Now 1 of 7 as Peterson misses the first of two. He's 8 for 12 this year. A minute down, 7 to go here in the fourth. Peterson goes 0 for 2. And Ballard's rebound gives them the basketball. It's Abbott to Miller. Miller at the top. One-on-one with Tassel. Corner three. Bryce Miller on the way. Tassel and Miller hit the deck. Rebound taken by Ballard. Save from going out of bounds. Right back to the Tigers. Moore trying to finish. And he gets rolled up on a little bit. He's up slow. Now he'll jog up the floor. He's up. Now inside with Miller off the glass and in. Parker lays it in for a couple. 19-point game, 52-33, 6.5 to go. Coach Beeson will call a timeout. He will have, I think, one remaining. We are here in the fourth quarter early on, and the Tigers are down by 19. You're listening to Carroll High Basketball on Kick 106.7.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Live in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight, Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. I'm Nick Brinks. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll have your Mackey Motors post-game show when this one wraps up, and we will grab a word with Randy Beeson, head coach of the Tigers, and name our Culver's player of the game. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Carroll kept it close in the first quarter. They trailed 19-15 after one. Their offense struggled mightily in the second quarter. Just 5 points for them in the second quarter, and that's kind of set the tone for them the rest of the way so far, as Ballard's defense has been in control. Trey Tassel, out of the timeout, has it in the top of the key area. He's one-on-one with his defender, tries to juke him out. It's shown. Right wing, 15 on the shot clock, drives baseline right side, goes up strong, too strong. Thargiat there to clean it up, and he rolls it around the rim, and it spins through. Five for Thargiat, and they're within 18 now. 6 minutes to go. If you're Ballard, you obviously want points, but if you can take time off every possession with the shot clock, you will most likely be happy. Here's a swat from Thargiat right into the student section. Slams into a girl on her phone. She didn't even see the ball coming. Hits her in the legs. Maybe she was taking a video and she got that on film. 5:47 to go. Ballard basketball. They lead by 18. Inbound pass to Nybong. Inside for Miller. Up over a couple defenders. Up and over the rim. No good. Talon Crandall there. Gets it popped out as he passes it to Moore, and he is immediately fouled by Parker Miller. He saw an opening to try to pry that ball free and hits him for the second bomber foul of the quarter. 5:38 to go. Crandall will inbound for the Tigers. He's looking for an opening. Finds Thargiath right back to Crandall. And now he takes it across the Ballard bomber logo at half court. To the top of the key. Drifts to his left. Looks to his right. Stops in the wing. Passes up top to Tassel, and it'll be swatted out. Bryce Miller got his hand on it last. And Tassel will inbound at the scorer's table as Chase Schabel is set to check in for the Tigers. Crandall will come out. Nope, actually Tassel will come out. Tassel just came over along with Crandall, and Crandall will stay in. He'll inbound. Into the backcourt, inbounded to Jake Jorgensen. He's one-on-one with Mojo Nybong. To the left wing. Looks for Thargiath in the left corner. Bounce pass underneath, and Moore gets shoved from behind. There's a third foul on Ballard here in the quarter. 5:14 to go. It's a Dylan Schoen foul, his third. Jorgensen to the baseline. He'll inbound. 52-34. Tigers have not led today. They trail now, and they drive inside with Moore. They leave him open, and he lays it in for an easy two on the inbound pass. Ballard looks to finish. Another swat at the finish from Thargiath. Now can Carroll get this one down to 14 or 13? Crandall high off the glass. Thargiath putback no good. Tried to do the one fell swoop catch and tip it back in. Didn't work. And now on the left wing, Ballard thought about a three inside with Miller. Bryce to Parker. Out to the three area. Right wing. No good. Offensive board. A couple Tigers hit the deck. Parker Miller lays it in. Back to an 18-point game. Carroll had that chance to maybe get down to 13 or 14, but couldn't finish the possession. Crandall to the left wing, down in the corner. Schabel, open for three, skips off the rim, rebounded by Abbott, and now Ballard goes back to work, and they don't have numbers. They were two on three. They'll slow it down. 4:15 left, and Ballard will turn it over. Abbott lost the handle on it. Carroll will take it. 4:14 left. Thargiath and Crandall will sub out. They'll bring Tassel and Peterson back onto the floor along with Schabel, Jorgensen, and Moore. Those are your five on the floor for the Carroll Tigers. Trying to rally here in the fourth. Down by 18 right now, which is where they started the fourth quarter. Both teams with 4 points in 4 minutes. 4:10 left. And Tassel's in the front court. He's in the right wing. Guarded by Evan Abbott. Tassel steps up toward the free throw line. Handed off to Moore. To the corner. To the top. Tassel pump fakes. Drives to the free throw line. Down in the corner. To the wing. Schabel pump fakes. Long two. In and out. And it's swatted around. Rebounded by Ballard. It's Krogman. He'll come away with it. Up front, Gibson. And he beats his defender and lays it in. Gibson with 14 points tonight. All coming on two-pointers. And Tassel will inbound. Gets it to Moore, and Coach Beeson, I believe, just used his final timeout. 3:31 left, down by 20. The Tigers will have the basketball, trailing 56-36. This hasn't quite been Carroll's night.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Out of the timeout, it'll be Carroll basketball. Every chance that they've had tonight to try to get back into it has been answered or thwarted by Ballard. Their best chance came very early in the third quarter. They went into halftime down by 12, and they hit a three on their opening possession of the third quarter, got down by 9, and then Ballard was able to go on an 18-12 run in the quarter to stretch the lead to 18. It's up to 20 right now, and Carroll's down to hoping and praying time. As it looks like the conference title hopes for the Carroll Tigers may come to an end here tonight, and that would also pretty well hand the conference to Ballard. Carroll had that shot coming in to force a three-way tie with ADM and Ballard if they could have knocked off Ballard tonight. But the Bombers against the shorthanded Tigers, down a usual starter, they've just been a little out of sorts. Had a ball swatted out of bounds. It'll stay with Carroll underneath their own basket. Jorgensen will look to inbound. 5 seconds were going by quickly. They get it into Peterson, and he kind of heaves it over his head backwards. In for two as he got to the low block right side and barely had a chance, but he made it work. 56-38. Ballard basketball, and again, they will likely try to burn some clock, but we've got a foul on the floor with 18 seconds on the shot clock. And that'll be Trey Tassel's first of the day. Tassel's got 9. He's got 9 points today. Jared Moore with 10. Those are your leading Tiger scorers. Those were the two leading scorers in the first game against Ballard when they lost 57-41. They combined for 26 points. The rest of the team just 15. Just against Ballard, they've been able to get Tassel and Moore going a little bit, but it's been hard to get number 3, 4, and 5 to make some moves. Corner three on the inbound pass. No good from Evan Abbott. Ballard will come up empty. 2:45 to go. Spin move from Thargiath to Tassel in the right corner. Looking for an opening on the right wing. Handoff. Tosses it to Moore on the left side. Moore finds Schabel. Down in the corner, Jorgensen driving baseline. Double teamed, in trouble. Heaves it to the left wing. Tassel underneath Thargiath. Hole opens up and he tries to dunk it. He's defended well and he's headed to the free throw line. He got fouled on the second chance after the offensive board. Thargiath will shoot a couple. Blake Krogman, the guilty party, he fouls. And we will see Thargiath head back to the free throw line. He's got 5 points today. He's 1 for 4 at the line. All of his points coming in the second half. He swishes the free throw. He's hit his last two now after starting 0 for 3. We're live tonight on Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, and online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. Also on the CB Sports Network app. 2:18 to go. Thargiath empty on the second free throw attempt. And Ballard takes the board back the other way with Jude Gibson. Left wing, drives inside to the corner. Kick out, three. Krogman off the rim. And Moore runs into Tassel, pulls down the rebound. Down by 17. Down in the corner, Jorgensen thought about the three. Didn't take it. Lob to the top. Tassel. Clock down to 2 minutes. Right wing Jorgensen. Burning a lot of clock. Moore surveys. Finds Thargiath. Backs his way down. Gets it to Moore at the top. Three off the backboard. And it's pulled down by Gibson on the rebound. 56-39. Ballard won by 16 when these two teams played last month. They lead by 17 now. A minute 34 to go. Chase Schabel picks up a foul for the Tigers. It'll be his first of the day, 2 points. And starters will come out for the Bombers, it looks like, for the most part. Or, well, it looks like they'll get their seniors back out there that did start. Bombers will inbound here on senior night. Went with a little different lineup. Thargiath with a block. He blocks the three in the corner. And then it lands on the line after Thargiath's deflection. Bombers will inbound. Bryce Miller. I take that back. So the guys that got the start tonight, the seniors that don't normally start, they are still out there. The starters that usually start are not out there. The ones that did start tonight. So a little bit of a mixture of the lineup here for Ballard here in the final minute 15. At the top, Gage Krogh. They'll jump inside to the free throw line. And Bryce Miller works it in front of the line. 58-39, Jared Moore looking to finish. Gets it swatted away at the bottom. Underneath the rim, Nybong with the block. A minute to go. Ballard will win this one, likely going to wrap up the Raccoon River Conference. ADM was hopeful that Carroll could help them out too tonight. But they were down a starter, and Ballard's defense just has had all the keys. Ballard knocks away the inbound pass. Tassel will inbound again.
Good switch here.
Tassel looking for Jared Moore. Lobs back to the top of the key. One-on-one with Nybong. Earns a couple free throws as he goes up strong on the block. Moore will shoot a couple. And the foul is on Mojo Nybong. Jared Moore to shoot a couple free throws. He's the only Tiger in double figures tonight. And his free throw is off the back of the rim, straight into the air, and it drops in. He missed his first couple free throws last quarter. He'll hit his first here, and the Tigers will sub Mason Stitz, a senior, into the game for the first time. Rocking the beard. One beard here on the floor for the Tigers. Moore hits both free throws. And with 54 seconds left, it's 58-40. Ballard was just too much to handle tonight for Carroll. Their nine-game winning streak will come to an end, but certainly a heck of a season here for the Tigers, and this one will just be a minor blip with plenty of action left to go and high aspirations the rest of the way. Left wing, Ballard with it. Shot clock down to 15, 38 seconds to go. Nybong inside, stripped away. Schaible the steal. He'll dribble to his right. Spins over to the right wing. Hand off to Jared Moore. Moore, underhand toss, finds Schaible at the rim. To the corner, Crandall lets the three fly. It's off the rim. Ballard comes away with a rebound, 18 seconds left. They will likely dribble this clock out. Back on January 6th, it was Ballard 57-41. Here tonight, game two, Carroll had a chance to force a three-way tie for the conference. It's going to be 58-41. Ballard rolls tonight at home over the Carroll Tigers. Carroll will fall to 14-4, 11-3 in the conference, and they'll likely finish third in the Raccoon River. Ballard at number two in the state for 3A. They moved to 16-1, 13-1 in the conference, and as long as they aren't upset the rest of the way, they should wrap up your Raccoon River Conference Championship on the boys' side for 2025 and 2026. Thanks so much for joining me for Friday Night Hoops tonight on Kick 106.7, the 6th of February. This one is in the books. We go to our Mackey Motors post-game show next, and we'll name our Culver's player of the game. Ballard 58, Carroll 41. Your final score tonight in Huxley.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi, we recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure, we offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We'll be right back.
welcome to the Mackey Motors postgame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. I am Nick Brinks, returning once again to the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Carroll falls in a Ballard sweep tonight, 58-41 Ballard in the boys' game, 59-18 Ballard in the girls' game earlier tonight, as the Carroll boys came in with hopes and aspirations of a share of the Raccoon River Conference, this top five showdown in 3A. They were down a starter, and they struggled against Ballard's tough defense tonight. It was 19-15 Ballard after one. Carroll was in it to win it at that point, but offensively they went cold in the second quarter, and turnovers plagued them in the first 7 minutes and 57 seconds. Actually, 7 minutes and 59 seconds of the second quarter. Carroll scored 2 points. And then going into halftime, instead of down 15, they were down by 12 after Ballard had a deep ball. They passed it all the way into the front court, trying to steal a quick bucket before the half. But Carroll deflected it, and Landon Peterson, he scooped up the loose ball. He heaved it deep, and he hit the three-quarter court shot at the buzzer. So that more than doubled their offensive output of the previous 7 minutes and 59 seconds at the buzzer. Not the recipe Carroll was hoping for at that point. Hoping that was going to give the Carroll Tigers a little bit of a spark, and for about 15 seconds, it looked like it would in that third quarter, because not only did they go into halftime with that buzzer beater, they came out in the third quarter, and then Trey Tassel knocked down a quick three in the corner. Unfortunately, that's where the momentum would stop, as Ballard went on to lead 50-32 at the end of the third quarter, and they win it by 17. Carroll does technically win the fourth quarter, 9-8, on their way to their fourth loss of the year, third conference loss. Ballard is now 16-1 after they lost to ADM last Friday. Storm Lake jumped over them in the rankings. But with Storm Lake losing to Kemper, I would suppose the door is open once again, maybe, for Ballard to flip-flop with them again. But at this point, not that it really matters. The brackets should be coming out here in the next week or so, I would have to assume. Carroll's girls bracket, that's out already. I mentioned it earlier tonight. They'll play on Valentine's Day at home against Humboldt in that 3A Region 7 opener. It's the Mackey Motors postgame show, 58-41, the final score. Ballard at home with a win over Carroll. They had the upper hand tonight in this top five 3A showdown. We'll grab a word with Randy Beeson, hopefully here in just a little bit. After a tough loss on a tough night, what will be the final conference meeting between these two, and Ballard will win the last 6 against Carroll as they are headed to the Raccoon, or leaving the Raccoon River for the Hawkeye 10 next year. We will have more of your Mackey Motors postgame show after this when we return to the Gatorade broadcast booth. And we'll do that next. Let's also name our Culver's player of the game. It's going to be Jared Moore, leading scorer for the Tigers with 12.
For 75 years, Gretiman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call, and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman & Associates be part of your life for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Our Mackey Motors postgame show continues here on Kick 106.7. 58-41, Ballard with the win tonight over Carroll. We're chatting now with Tiger head coach Randy Beeson. And after the first quarter, it looked like it might be a track meet tonight, back and forth affair, but then offense struggled big time in the second quarter, and then Ballard kind of had the control from that point. Tough loss tonight.
Yeah, they're a really good team, right? Defensively, they're really good. There wasn't a lot of easy shots out there. When you're not making very many outside shots, it's really hard to score against their length inside. I thought our guys did a really nice job attacking the basket. Trey had some really nice basket attacks. And again, I'm begging for a foul because there's some contact there, but they do a good job of going straight up, and they got a lot of athleticism. So, I'm proud of the guys. I know you can look at the score and be like, dude, you lost by 16 or 17. And, I mean, you know me, there's no moral victories, right? We're trying to win every single game. But, with Mac being gone, we had guys step up and play different positions. Defensively, I thought we did a pretty good job in the first half of slowing them down. Abbott, who's a really, really good player, I think was held to 10 tonight.
Yep.
And he hit a three to start the game. I'm like, oh, man, here we go. So, again, I thought we did a lot of really nice things, and I know looking at the score might not look that way, but I think they're really, really good, and they're well coached, and, I mean, they got a lot of guys that can do some really nice things. And I don't know how many turnovers we ended up having. It was too many. But, again, for the most part, I think we had 25 last game. We turned it over, it looks like 17 times this time, probably a little bit more than that. But they do that to teams. And I'm proud of our guys of the effort. They competed until the way end. Guys were tired. So proud of the whole team.
You talk about guys stepping up in different positions. Jared Moore normally playing kind of a forward role. You had him as the point guard tonight. Leads the way with 12 points. Trey Tassel, he finishes with 9. And then looking at your notes here, more than, 12 rebounds or so for Thargiath, almost half offensive, and then had a number of blocks tonight. And there were several chances that even he had. I think you could probably count a number of them where 9 times out of 10 they go in, but we found all of the 1 out of 10s tonight. A lot of those putbacks just got hung up and would fall by the wayside.
Yeah. We missed a lot of ones around the basket. I'm giving credit to Ballard because they're long and lanky. You get a couple of those to fall, you feel a little bit better about yourself. But what did we score in the second quarter? I think we needed Landon's 3 there to make it to 5 points or 7 points or something like that. And I knew it was going in right when he shot it. I couldn't say
good.
That about a lot of shots tonight, but again, they're long and lanky, and we tried to slow it up and really, like, we wanted long possessions. You saw how quick they are to get out and score in transition, so we tried to drag the game out as much as we could. So as far as executing a game plan and doing things like that, I think that's why I'm most proud of the guys, is because they did execute what we wanted to do. But against a really good team like that, it's going to be tough. In last game, all the time, Ballard's really good at turning a couple turnovers into 5 turnovers and a 5-point deficit to 15 points just like that. And I thought our guys did a good job of not completely falling apart for long stretches, right? Yes, we had a couple mistakes, but our guys did a really good job of responding and not letting 1 or 2 mistakes lead to 4 or 5 mistakes. So, again, no moral victories, but proud of the guys and their effort tonight. And Jared, you're right, had to play the point guard spot, had to guard Abbott, who's their best player. I'm yelling at him to rebound more. He played the whole game, so super proud of his effort. Trey Tassel, same way. He's played more than he's used to playing, and he's super tired, So give those guys credit of competing. Chase Schabel, Talon getting a start tonight, Landon Peterson off the bench, all those guys contributed in a good way. And, again, I love to see the fight. I love to see the trust in each other. We made the extra pass. We just need to make a few more shots around the basket and make a couple more threes.
It was a number of years ago. I want to say 5 or 6 years ago. I remember you guys came back, I think, down double digits in the third quarter, forced overtime, and won it here. And I thought for a brief moment between the Peterson 3 going into halftime to kind of take the bad taste out of a mouth of a rough quarter, 2 points in 7 minutes and 59 seconds isn't going to win many games. But you get the 3 going into halftime, and then Tassel hits a 3 on the first possession of the third quarter. You get those 6 points back-to-back. you go from down 15 to down 9, and I thought, okay, maybe this could be the spark you guys needed. But then Ballard's defense, they were quick to snuff it out.
Yeah. I tried to tell Landon, I joked at halftime, like, dude, great shot, way to get us to 5 points that quarter, whatever. And I said, hey, you wait, that's going to be the shot that got us going here in the second half. And it did for 30 seconds, Trey hit that three. Then I don't know what happened after that. But, again, I hate to say the same thing over and over again, but proud of the guys and the effort. You know, fun to play in an atmosphere like this against a really good team. You know, these games are what makes you better for the postseason and district time. And our guys competed till the way in.
The Raccoon River Conference farewell tour continues here in Huxley tonight. I did the math. I looked back. This is the ninth time I've seen you guys in this gym in the last 10 years. And there have been some rough games. There have been some fantastic finishes as well. I think these are the Ballard trips are the ones I'm going to miss the most. Down here on the scorer's table is just such a different environment from a broadcast perspective. And I know I can hear Coach Schertz really well sitting here. I can hear you throughout the night, though, too.
What? You sure? Games like that, you need a few whistles to alleviate the pressure, right? And I thought early on they did a good job of handling the basketball. And, again, when it gets to be that physical, it's hard to tell the guys to be tougher because there's a lot of arms and a lot of hands coming at the basketball. And, again, I was too loud. I apologize to the officials for being too loud, but I thought our guys handled it really well. They kept their composure. They kept attacking the basket, and they didn't say a word the whole time. So super proud, again, of not just the game and how people, what we did, but the way that we handled ourselves out there too.
So you're not going to get that share of the conference title, but, you know, if you look for the moral victories that you don't want to talk about, the winning streak comes to an end, so now there's no chance of going into the playoffs having won, you know, maybe 14 in a row or something like that, and then a chance at a letdown. So now you gotta regroup a little bit.
We got a big game tomorrow. Again, we get to play back-to-back. We've had a busy week. We talked about that after this game in the locker room of just, hey, great job. I'm super proud of you. But tomorrow it's refocused, and you got to find a way to play good basketball and keep getting better. Otherwise, you're going to have a really sick feeling after that game. And we have two really big games next week, and it's one game at a time. And, yes, we'll be prepared for tomorrow. But, like, North Polk, Gilbert, like, they want to knock us off. So hopefully, again, guys learned something tonight. They learned how to compete against a really good defensive team, and it's only going to make us better. So hopefully we can take that into tomorrow and play some good basketball and then take that into next week to finish year the right way.
Well, best of luck tomorrow and down the stretch. I know you play Dennis and Schleswig every year, it feels like, but now you'll get to really know them in the conference next year in the Hawkeye 10. But you got your last couple Raccoon River games next week with North Polk and Gilbert, and it's sayonara to the RRC.
That's right. That's right.
I think they've already taken the Carroll banner down up on the other side of the gym.
Can you believe that? 2 weeks ago, the AD called me and said, hey, we're taking it down. You okay with that? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. He's like, well, I'm giving it to you. I said, oh, great. Noggle comes here for wrestling, and Noggle walks out with the sign. It's sitting in my office. So kudos to Nate Boak at Ballard Class Act.
He kept the Mountain Dews flowing tonight. I can't complain. I like Nate.
He's a good dude. So appreciate the coverage, Nick. Thank you.
You bet. That's Randy Beeson, head coach of the Carroll Tigers. Tough loss tonight, but given the adversity they were dealt and not being at full strength and everything tonight, again, he doesn't talk about moral victories being moral victories, but he was proud of the guys tonight. 58-41 is your final score. And again, I mentioned Jared Moore. He is our Culver's player of the game with 12 points, a team high. Trey Tassel added 9. Lou Altharjiath, he finishes with 6. He gets into double figures with rebounds and about 5 blocks or so. And then Landon Peterson hit that three-quarter court three at the buzzer going into halftime. He finishes with 5 points. 4 points for Talon Crandall. Jake Jorgensen, 3 points. Chase Schabel with 2. And then on the other side, they were led tonight by Parker Miller with 17, 14 for Jude Gibson, and 10 points for Evan Abbott. As Coach Beeson mentioned, The Tigers will host Denison Schleswig tomorrow at North Polk Tuesday, Friday hosting Gilbert, and then they've got a non-conference game with Harlan to wrap up the regular season. And for Ballard, they get to make the road trip tomorrow to Sioux City East, and then they'll host Des Moines Hoover and travel to North Polk throughout next week. Culver's player of the game is Jared Moore, and you've been listening to the Mackey Motors postgame show. I'm Nick Brinks from the Gatorade broadcast booth. This production of the CB Sports Network has come to an end on this Friday night here on Kick 106.7. Final scores tonight: Ballard wins the boys' game over Carroll 58-41. They also won the girls' game over Carroll 59-18. So long from Ballard High School in Huxley for maybe the final time. My ninth basketball trip here. Thanks for listening, and good night.